Amen. I would normally sing now, but I think we took care of that. Amen. Amen. So if you don't believe nothing else today, you're going to all day long watch. God's got a blessing with my. It's going to be in your head all day long. All week you're going to be singing it. I made up a Cheerio song when I went to Mount Pleasant about a month ago. I seen a young lady last night. She said, "Hey, Reverend Cheerio." It's all good. She said, "I've been singing that song for the last 2 months." All right. All right. Y'all got that money counted back there, brother? All right. Them guys serious about that money. Man. All right. If you have your Bibles today, if you would turn with me to... Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 5. Luke, chapter 5. Let's go to verse. Let's look at verse 17. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Luke, chapter 5. Beginning at verse 17. I'm going to read a few verses out of this, so if you would please follow me. And I'll be reading from the King James Version today. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, verse 17, "And it came to pass on a certain day," is that what your Bible says? "As he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the toweling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto them, 'Man, thy sins are forgiven thee.'" Amen. Let's jump down to verse 25. "And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his house, glorifying God. And when they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, 'We have seen strange things today.'" Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come, Lord, today as humble as we know how. First of all, thanking you for all your goodness and your mercy and your grace, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin, which was taken care of at Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that, amen, covers all of our sins, present, past, and future, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that rest, rules, and abides within us, that teaches us, that convicts us, Lord, that leads us and guides us. And we pray that we would not be so fleshly that we don't listen to what the Spirit says. Father God, we pray today that this word would fall amongst those who are willing to take heed of your word, Father God. We pray that this word would fall on fertile ground, that it would not fall amongst the wayside to be carried away by the enemy. Lord God, that we would be better people because of our time here today. Father God, no one has come to hear me. They've come to hear you. No one has come to see me, but they've come to see you. So, Lord God, I ask you right now to hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father, that something would be said to be beneficial in every life. Lord God, you are the potter and we are the clay. So mend us and make us and mold us. And Lord God, even break us and start over if you need to. We thank you, Lord God, for this day and this great opportunity that you've given us to come together. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today. And I want to, amen, use for a thought today. Verse 20. Verse 20 says, and when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven. I want to use the A part of that particular scripture that says, and when he saw their faith, amen, and when he saw their faith. So my question for you today is, can God see your faith? Can God see your faith? Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, can God see your faith? Can God see your faith? I have a question for you today, my brothers and sisters. Do you know what moves the hand of God? Have you ever thought about what really moves the hand of God? Amen? This may surprise you, but God is not moved by your complaining or your self-pity. Pastor, what are you saying? God is not moved because your bills aren't paid. God is not moved because you lost your best friend. God is not moved because they tripping on the job. God is not moved because you're being bullied at school. God is not moved because your relationship is in shambles. God is not moved because you're broke. Did I fall in your neighborhood? He's not moved by complaining, and he's not moved by self-pity. He's not even moved by our needs. I know that's tough. Yes, he is concerned about our needs, and yes, he wants our needs to be met. But we have to do our part and invite him to work in our lives by exercising our faith. We have to invite him into our lives by exercising our faith. Amen? Can God see your faith? We're good about complaining. We're good about talking about, oh, I'm fed up. We're good about posting what's going on Facebook. Amen? Well, we're good about all of these things, but how good are we at exercising our faith? How good are we at standing bold in the midst of trouble? Amen. How strong is our faith? Amen. You know, we talk about God being almighty. Amen. He's a bridge over troubled water. But when the water gets troubled, we start tripping. But we're quick to say he's a bridge. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But every time something goes wrong, we act as if God don't exist. Oh, I'm not talking about none of y'all. Y'all just looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. When Jesus walked the earth, oftentimes right before he heals someone, the Bible says, when he saw their faith. So I ask you today, can God see your faith? Can he see your faith? Brother Marcus, can he see your faith? Brother Smith, can he see your faith? Deacon Cofield, can he see your faith? Todd, can he see your faith? When God sees you doing everything you can to get well, when he sees you getting to work a little bit early because you really want a promotion, when he sees you, amen, bypass a cookie, because you've been believing God that you're going to, some of y'all pray about losing weight. But you buying macadamia nut cookies from Subway by the dozen. Are you exercising your faith? I told y'all last week about my cholesterol issue. And I'm praying, Lord, I don't want to be on medication. And didn't I tell y'all last week I was struggling with fried foods and fat, and I'm still struggling. Y'all pray for me. Fried chicken never looked so good. Pasta never looked so good. And the reason why I'm talking about a dozen of macadamia nut cookies from Subway is because I made Candy go get me some with all this high cholesterol. I want him to, I don't want to be on medication. I want him to heal my body, but I still want to do what I want to do. But am I exercising my faith? Am I doing my part? And that's the question. Are we doing our part? Oh, man, this sermon can go in 100 different directions today, and I'm going to let it go. So y'all get ready here. ADD moment. I'm finna jump all over the place. So y'all just brace yourself. When he sees you doing everything that you need to do, man, you know, when he sees you bite your tongue and keep peace in your house, that's exercising your faith. Y'all already know somebody just shook their head. Lord, Lord, Lord. When God sees you bite your tongue to keep peace in the house, how hard is that to do, fellas? I ain't gonna talk about the ladies because y'all can't do it. When she bobbing her head and neck moving and finger pointing and you don't say nothing back. Some of y'all say, I want to do it, but I can't. But are you exercising your faith? You know that he'll fix everything. He's God all by himself. But as soon as the least little thing, you know, you at church, y'all got these little nice Orange Chapel New Generations t-shirts with the cross on it. Man, you go to Walmart to take something back and they won't take it back and you cussing. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning. I gotta keep it real. When he sees you help others when you really need more help than they do. When he sees you help others and you really need more help than they do. Let me show you. I'm gonna give you a biblical point of view. Job lost everything. Y'all remember Job lost his wife, cattle, and children. Everything Job had was gone. Y'all remember Job? The Bible says, amen, right before everything was restored back to Job, his friends, God, he had to pray for his friends. Job was in all by himself, sores all over his bodies, worms under his skin. He's scratching himself with pieces of glass, dogs licking him. God said, the only way I'm going to turn your affliction around, amen, his friend said, the only way I'm going to turn around is if Job pray. And watch this, Job wasn't having a pity party. And Job did curse the day that he was born. He said, Lord, why? Job was tripping a little bit. But even, now I would think if I'm sitting up here with sores and balls all over my body with worms under my skin itching, can you imagine? Some of y'all can't stand a mosquito bite. But the Bible says, and Job prayed for his friends. I believe you can see Job's faith right there. He prayed for his friends, and immediately the next scripture says, and Job, everything that Job had was restored unto him double. But in the midst of his trouble, he prayed for somebody else. Okay, let me make it more. One time we had a preacher, and my mama was sick. And my mama went to the preacher and said, Pastor, I really been going through some things, and I really want you to pray for me because, you know, the doctor's saying this and the doctor's saying that. And you know what the preacher told my mama? I wasn't a preacher then. I'm a preacher now. I didn't like it either. He said, Sister, do you know they're trying to repossess my car? You need to pray for me. Shut the front door. Brother, you know you ain't been paying your car. My mama's sick and you talking about your car? That the church bought for you? We gave you the down payment. I already know. Reason why I said it, because don't know y'all know who he is, so I can say that. I ain't talking about nobody y'all know, so some of y'all trying to, ooh, who was that? Let's see, what church did he go to? Trying to, you can't figure it out. See, when God sees your faith, that's when extraordinary things happen. will begin to happen in your faith opens up doors for God to move. So demonstrate your faith today and watch the hand of God move in every area of your life. Let's get back to our text. Where are my young men at? Where's Zach and Andrew? Where they at? Okay, y'all three. I need y'all, all three of y'all back there. Come up here. And then I need, is Adrian in here? Is he back helping with you church? Y'all three, come on. Y'all get close. I need y'all get over here. And let me see. Who can I use? I need come on, Johnny. Yeah, come on, Johnny. Yeah, y'all have a seat over there. I'm going to use y'all in a minute. I need to use you. Come on. You come on up. No, the little one. I don't need you. You too big. I need to use the other one. No, you too. We got to do something here. Go on over there and sit with the fellas. How's basketball going? Still in football? Okay, my bad. But you're a basketball player. All them long arms and legs you got. All right, still in football. Wide receiver? They just throw it up, tell you to go get it, don't they? All right, you just do what they tell you. And Jesus, verse 17, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and the doctors of the law sitting by which were come out of every town, out of Galilee and out of Judea, out of Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. All right? All right, now you got to see the scene. Jesus, amen, is full out in his ministry. Amen. Now, when you talk about the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those are Jewish people that are very much into the law. Amen. That they base everything on the law. Jesus is trying to teach them about grace. Amen. And Jesus also saying, look, you got to follow me. But they're like, no. Jews like, no, Jesus. I mean, we hear you, but no, you're not the one. You're not the Messiah. And I'm telling you today, the Jews are still struggling with Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all stay with me. Got to teach a little bit. So he's here with these Pharisees. He has people coming from all over. Now, people have heard about the ministry of Jesus, so everybody from everywhere is coming around. Amen? Let me tell you something. Wherever the Lord is, there's some people. And I'm going to leave that alone. Verse 18, and behold, men brought in a bed which was taken, brought in a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. All right. One, two. All right, we got five homeboys here. We got five fellas. Y'all stand up. So we got five guys that heard about Jesus. Amen. They knew that there was a man in the town and he was healing. Amen. He had made the lame walk, made the blind see. He had opened deaf ears. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? So there were four men that had heard about Jesus and they thought to themselves, wait a minute. Our homeboy here, I need to go in the middle right here. They said, wait a minute, our buddy, man, you know, he could be a football player. He could be a basketball player. If we could just get him in front of this Jesus, we got faith because this man right here, if you just get him in the front of the right person, then something can happen. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, how many of us have friends like that? Amen. A lot of us have friends like Job had. The Bible says that when Job's friends showed up on the scene, they looked at him for 7 days. Didn't say a word. They said, Man, you must have did something, man. Job, you messed up, man. What did you do? But these fellas here were different. They said, if we can just get our homeboy to Jesus, then a change gonna come. Oh yes, it will. What's this? Okay. Where's my Bible? Oh, thank you. Gotta get back to my story. Verse 18. And behold, a man brought in a bed. Man with a bed was taken with the palsy, and they sought means to bring him in. Now watch this. If there were no seats in here, can you imagine what it would be like in this place? Everybody would be kind of standing around, right? Y'all been to a concert lately? Some of y'all been to a concert. Anybody go to Garth Brooks concert? Not in this crowd. Okay. I had a buddy that went to the Garth Brooks concert, and I saw pictures. There were people all over. Any of y'all been to a concert lately? Okay, you've been to a concert. People all over. This is how it was when Jesus was around. Amen? So, these four fellas, okay, you got the palsy. So guess what? You can't stand up. You got to lay down. You're a cool man with the palsy. All right, so the cool fella with the palsy, that's why they wanted to help you out, because you were so cool. So these fellas come into the house, amen, and they say, we got to get him to Jesus. So y'all pick him up. All right. Now, I need y'all to go all the way around the side over there. Yeah. Matter of fact, go down the middle aisle. Just go down the middle aisle. I want y'all to hit him up against him. Go down the middle aisle. Y'all stay with me. We almost done. Y'all, you're going to get the shot in a minute. Watch this. So look at this. Wait a minute. So here's what happened. Sean, step in the aisle. Shay, step in the aisle. Step in the aisle. A few people. Step in the aisle. Just a few people. Step in the aisle. There you go. Okay. So the guys come in, and then they look, and they say, wait a minute. Man, we can't get this big old dude through here because there's people everywhere. Y'all see it? So instead of giving up and going out, they begin to exercise their faith. Y'all sit down. Everybody sit down. Watch this. When you truly care about your friends and your family, amen, sometimes folks, they're not able to get up and come out. Amen. Sometimes you got to pick them up. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Sometimes you got to pick them up. You have to exercise your faith. But when Jesus saw their faith, watch this. These fellas walked to the door and said, we can't get in. Then I believe old Johnny said, wait a minute, fellas. There is another way. They didn't just give up. A lot of us are give up on our blessings. Because, see, the Bible says that he was there and he was healing. So even though other people were getting healed, they didn't start hating. Y'all missed it. Jesus had enough for everybody. But what they had to do was get in a position to receive the blessing that Jesus had for them. But they didn't give up. They didn't give out. But what they did is they begin to ask, say, wait a minute, how can we get to Jesus? And the Bible said, well, look at this. Oh, I know this is simple stuff. Y'all said, I done heard this a million times, but you ain't never heard it like this. And when they could not find a way that they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch. How many of y'all thought we just made that word up, didn't you? I thought that was just one I were just on the couch. So this man been laid up on the couch for years. Oh, no, y'all put him down now. Y'all excited your faith. Pick him up. Come on. Bring him on in. Now watch this, guys. Now, I know this ain't the way that it says in the book, because we couldn't tear the roof off. Because these deacons would have had a fit if we'd have busted a hole in the ceiling just to get this brother through. But these fellas didn't give out. Amen. They didn't give in. But what they did was they found a way. Are y'all going to pray with me? They found a way. You good, Johnny? They gave you all the weight. I know Andrew ain't holding nothing. I already know. He ain't holding nothing. And look at this. He said, they brought him through the roof. Y'all set him down. Don't drop him. Set him down. All right. Now watch this. And they could find a way. They brought him through the roof. It says, and when he saw their faith, and I believe when he saw everybody's faith included, here's what, which one of y'all said, man, you got me sweating? Was that? Zach like, oh, pastor, we got to go to 3 o'clock service. There might be some girls over there. You got us sweating. But see, when you're exercising your faith, there's some work that goes along with that. Amen? And you don't mind sweating a little bit. Amen. You don't mind getting dirty. You don't mind getting ugly. Amen. Y'all going to pray with me? And the word says that when he saw their faith, then look what he did. Look what he said. He says, man. He said, man. I like the way Jesus, he said, hey, man, look. All thy sins are forgiven thee. But watch this. There's always opposition. There's always going to be opposition to what the Lord is doing. Amen. Watch it. Watch it. He says, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemes? Oh, Lord, who can forgive sins but God alone? Oh, who can forgive sins but God alone? But see, the Pharisees, amen, and the doctors, they didn't understand that God was present. Amen. That Jesus was all man, but he was also all God. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? They didn't realize that they were standing in the midst of God, that they were right there side by side with God. And when you put God, oh, hallelujah, when you put God and faith together, something is about to happen. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And then he says, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered unto them, wait a minute, when Jesus perceived their thoughts, when Jesus perceived their thoughts, which means they didn't say nothing. They didn't say a word. He knew what they were thinking. And let me tell you something, my brother, he knows what we're thinking. And he knew what they were thinking. And that's why he was able to say that he saw their faith. Ooh, that's good stuff. That's shouting stuff right there. I'm in a Baptist church and y'all don't act like that. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said, what reason ye in your hearts? He says, whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick man, to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise. My brothers and sisters, sometimes you've been laying down so long, it takes a little while to realize that the Lord has spoken, told you to get up. Amen. Sometimes it takes a little while to process what's happened in your life. When you've been used to laying down for so long and the Lord picks you up. Amen. It takes a little while for it to process sometimes. Y'all going to pray with me? Now watch this. Stay where y'all. He says, arise, take up thy couch. Now watch this. You came in on a bed. Some of us, when we came to Jesus, we were weary, wounded, and sad. Amen. We came in on issues. Are y'all going to pray with me? We came in, amen, on issues and on problems. Amen. Laid out on our problems and our issues. And then when he said, arise and get up, he said, now, what you've been depending on and what you've been laying on, madam, I want you to pick that up. I want you to have power over the thing. Y'all missed it. I want you to take power and authority over that thing that you've been depending on. Some of us have been dependent on our own logic to make things work in our lives. The reason why our relationships don't work is because we don't listen to what God said. Oh, ain't he all right? And then look at this, and I'm done. Come on, Tony. And immediately he rose up. He rose up before them, and he took up that whereon he lay, and he departed to his own house, glorifying God. Now watch this. Watch this. He went back to his own house. The house that he had been captive in. House that he had been laying and couldn't move in. Y'all turn the ceiling fans off. He went back to his own house, and the Bible says that when he left, I need you to help me out here, all right? You're a basketball player. You're also a football player, but I need you to be an actor right quick, okay? All right. Denzel Washington's a good actor because he knows his script, okay? So I'm finna give you a script, okay? Listen to me. Watch what happened. You got up, and immediately he rose up before them and took up that which with he lay, and he departed to his own house, glorifying God. Now, there's been a change in your life. Amen. You couldn't play football or basketball a few minutes ago but now that you've come in contact with Jesus, and because of your faith and because of your friend's faith, now you can leave and go back to your house glorifying God. And the Bible says they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Now, wait a minute. Come on, fellas. Now, here's the thing. When God does something for one of your brothers and your sisters, can God see your faith? Because after you show God your faith, it is your duty. It is your duty when he delivers you, when he brings you out, when he saves you, is to show him your praise. Are y'all gonna pray with me? It's your duty, it's your responsibility to show him and give him the praise and the glory and the honor for what he's done for you. So what I need you to do, amen, you came here laying flat on your back, amen, but I need you to leave here glorifying God. I mean, anyway, I ain't trying to tell you, even if you just walk down, just waving your hands, I need you to glorify God because of what he's done for you. And your house is that way. Amen. And there's somebody in here that may be wavering on their faith a little bit. There's somebody, amen, in the house that may have some issues and some problems that might not have the level of faith that you have. But when they see, amen, that you came in laying flat on your back, and then they see what the Lord has done for you by speaking just the word, amen, you might encourage somebody else with your praise to bump their faith level up. Are y'all gonna pray with me? So I need you five fellas, amen, because your friend has been saved. Amen. He's been delivered from his sick bed. I just need somebody to glorify God for what he's done for somebody else. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Now, I need you to just go back to the house, but I need you to celebrate. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. You couldn't. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I need you all to go with him. You couldn't play with him, but now you can hang out with him. I need y'all to give God some glory for what he's done. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that's gonna give God some glory? Show him your faith. But after you show him your faith, show him your praise. Ain't God all right? Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Praise God for what he's done for you. Can God see your faith? Let me ask you this before we go. Thank you, Tony. Are you hungry for more God in your life today? The scripture tells us that faith opens the door for him to move on our behalf. Faith is what pleases God. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. It gives substance to the things we hope for, and it makes them tangible. We've all been given a measure of faith, but it's up to you to put your faith into action. Notice this. The verse starts by saying, "Now faith." Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. It's not later faith. It's not one day faith. But it's now faith. Now faith. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now faith. Do you have faith today? Do you have faith? You know why so many people don't accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior? It's because they don't have faith in what Christ did at the cross. When Jesus Christ hung, bled, and he died at Calvary, when he died and when he rose again, when he died, you died. And when he rose, you rose. He did all that for all of us. He took care of sin. Let me tell you, even though folks are sinning all over the world, My brothers and sisters, that's something that we can't stop. We can't stop it. We can't stop people from sinning. If Peter walked with Jesus, was his right-hand man for 3 years, walked with him, was taught by the best, by Jesus Christ, what did Peter do as soon as Jesus was placed on the cross? As soon as he was arrested, Peter denied him. Didn't he? Any of y'all been under the ministry of Jesus Christ, right there beside him, can touch him, feel him for 3 years? No. But let me tell you something. When you trust what Jesus Christ did at Calvary's cross, there's no longer a sin issue. The problem we have is a faith issue. We don't have the faith to allow God to be God and Jesus to be Jesus and the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do in our lives. Are y'all going to pray with me? My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to truly trust and believe what Christ did at Calvary. He died for present, past, and future sins. Are y'all going to pray with me? The reason why the churches are so empty is because folks mess up and then they never come back. People have issues and they never come back. People have a Saturday night and they never have a Sunday morning. But I want to encourage you to let God be God. And I want you to have 100% faith that he will never leave you nor forsake you, church. And let me tell you something. When you are truly saved, Satan cannot pluck you out of God's hand. We talk about demonic forces. Let me tell you something. A child of God cannot be possessed by demons. Cannot be possessed by demons. Now, hold on. Because you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh. You can't be possessed. But let me tell you what you can be. You can be influenced. You can't be possessed, totally possessed, but you can be influenced, church. Let's have faith in what Jesus did. I need somebody today, if you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I need you to step out on faith today.